Hello, this is Below Average Dave, and you're listening to the bi-weekly Bidave radio broadcast on the Mad Music Archive. Of course, this broadcast coming back after I discontinued it for a while due to time issues that ASCAP, with their decision that they wanted me to pay licensing fees in order to post parodies. We won't go into that because it's been well covered on all the different shows and websites all over. Thank you, everybody, for your support. To come back, I'm going to celebrate by playing nothing but parodies of ASCAP songs. Of course, the new Bidave radio show is all parodies all the time. Everything that I'm going to play is a parody, and you can find out more information about any parody you hear on this broadcast at www.bidave.com, and I will do my best to also give you links to where you can find out more information about the artist in which I play. All right. Just so you know, anybody who wants to be played on my radio show, just let me know. You can contact me through the email form over at bidave.com. Also, I've got ways to contact me through the Mad Music Archive, YouTube, of course, Am I Writing in the Zeros? There's plenty of ways to get hold of me. You can also send MP3s directly to mp3@bidave.com. That is my MP3 correspondent, whose name will be withheld, but basically, what she does is helps me to filter out spam, which I get a lot of by posting email addresses, and she doesn't mind. So, you can send it directly to her, or you can contact me personally through the email form on bidave.com, or tell me where to look, and I will gladly listen to any parody and consider it for the show. All right, speaking of which, the first song I'm going to play, I found yesterday through a link posted by Tim over at the madmusicarchive.com. He posted it on a message board over there, and I followed it, and I thought it was one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen in video form. Of course, you really should check out the video over at www.youtube.com/DascottJr, DascottJr, all lowercase, one word. You should really check out his page. He takes original songs and uses their videos to make literal versions of the songs. This one is, in my opinion, the best of all the ones he's done. It's the Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. But of course, Bonnie Tyler, as you may have guessed, is an ASCAP artist, so worked perfectly for the theme as well. Here is Total Eclipse of the Heart, literal version by Dascott Jr.
Bottles and cloth, and can you see me through this fence? Creepy dollar window, when what looks like a bathrobe, then a dim shot of dangling bulbs. Close up of some candles and dramatically posing, then stock footage of a moon in the sky. Messing up my close up with a floating blue curtain. Now let's see who's coming in from outside. Why am I reacting in this shot?
The storm lined up.
Guess I should be acting, but I'm not. Wander through a hall with doors that magically open, and this classroom has a fan.
Open shirt.
Now it's getting creepy, you can tell by my staring. It's a long time since I've been with a man.
Stupid chair.
Emo kid is throwing slow move dub in my face. I guess that means that he just slipped me the bird. Staring at the swim team gets you killed by a gang of dancing ninja men who know how to twirl.
Spin around ninja.
Then a bunch of preppies make a toast.
Drinking wine, douchebag.
Most of it just ends up on the floor. And they shoot in fans tonight. All they
Oh,
at me, I'm lifting my arms. There's nothing else to shoot, so zoom camera under this arch. Leaning on myself, cause there's two of me here, but now there's only one in the shot. I pulled my feathered hair whenever I see floating cloth.
I gotta use the bathroom, but the door's locked. Can you help me?
I'll open the door for you.
Oh, thank you, sir. How could I ever repay you?
How about a towel?
Hey, guys, check this out. Wait, it's supposed to take the cloth and leave everything else on the table. I don't know what happened. Not like that. It's the other way. No, stop. You're making it worse.
All right, which of you preppies put gold dust in my fencing mask?
Hey, this isn't the ladies' room.
Life-possessed choir.
Get out of my way. I gotta pee.
Flying altar boy!
Never mind, I just went on the floor. Now I need to find a mom.
Look at me now.
Emo kid with too much makeup. Now watch a bunch of half-naked guys.
Hairless chest.
As they dance around in diapers. And then join the glee club of the dance.
Reference joke.
Look, the fog machine's on. What kind of private school was that in these kind of guys? It started out as Hogwarts, now it's Lord of the Flies.
I hate it that far.
I'm swaying side to side, these dancers need to stop. The gayest man on earth would call this over the top. I'm with my head to the right. I'll never go to church again.
I think I lost her contact.
When it's spazzing out, qualify as a dance. Kneeling like I wanna throw up. What the effing crap, that angel guy just felt me up. Here's a line of guys, I was wearing a dress, but now they've got me wearing a suit.
One kid's running late, I think he's too young for this school.
I'm totally shaking his head.
Mowing with headlights. Over some Christ guy. Weirded out.
All right, welcome back. That was Total Eclipse of the Heart, literal version by Dascott Jr. Again, you can find the video version of that, which you really have to check out to get the full effect, at www.youtube.com/DASCOTTJR, all lowercase, one word. He's done many others, including Meatloaf's I Would Do Anything for Love, and some other great 80s and early 90s songs. And he's apparently planning on doing many more. He's, as you can tell, he's very good at it. Taking the original videos and turning them into parodies. Hope to feature more of his stuff in the future on the show. Let's go ahead and move on to the next song in the broadcast. We've got My Own ASCAP. This is ASCAP by Below Average Dave. It's a parody of Creep by Radiohead. You've probably heard it on the DT Top 20. You guys have voted at number one 2 weeks in a row. Thank you for that. Not sure how long we can keep that up, but that's awesome. The parody, of course, is about the incident that happened last month with ASCAP, and again, I thank everybody for their support with that. And obviously, I chose a ASCAP song to turn into a parody about the topic. Had to be myself. So here is ASCAP by Below Average Dave parodying Creep by Radiohead.
There were parodies before. They recorded just like us. but now I've been stifled. Still I will not cry. My sight they came after, said I can't stick around, but I'd have to pay them. Can't afford to pay them. Yes, now ask Cal. Wants my money, but I am running short on rent. Wallets full of land. They don't care about my worth, or that my stuff's not sold. I must have their license, that's what I have been told. Don't want to go to court, don't have cash around. Hope they don't back charge me. I hope they just leave me, cause their ass cats have so much power. Why they single me out here? My sight was so small here. Oh, oh, I'm powerless again. My funds run out. No fun, fun. What it made me happy. My sight got too big. I thought my stuff's crappy. Guess it's not that crappy. But I won't weep. I won't cry, no. The day the music died is here. McLean was right, dear. McLean was right, dear.
All right, welcome back. Of course, you can find out more about me at www.badave.com, and also you can get my recordings for free, with the exception of the one you just heard, at www.soundclicks. That's soundclicks.com/BA Dave, or Below Average Dave if you feel like typing out the whole thing. You can also just search for online, and I'm sure it will lead you to it as well. All right, let's move along here. Before I go to the next song, I wanted to remind everybody that I do offer advertising on the radio broadcast as well as on the website itself. Just go to the advertising section of www.badave.com, or you can contact me through the Mad Music Archive, PM me for more information. All right, this next one is a classic on the website. It's Does the Lava Flow or Secret by Marion Pippin, carrying the same idea. We're only playing songs that parody ASCAP artists, which, lucky for me, is most of the artists on badave.com. So here is Does the Lava Flow or Secret, a rather educational parody by Marion Pippin, a classic from the website.
You'll never know the power towering above you. You'd better say now much appealing prayer. Hissing, does the lava flow a secret? Does the crevice start to swell? Glow, oh, pressure. Is the fissure gonna clear? See the boulders flung in air. Magma's on the loose.
Spew.
Ignis.
Stew, love, stew.
Does a lava flow or secrete?
Do, love, do.
Does it promise fiery hell?
Stew, love, stew.
Molten.
Do, love, do.
Great eruption in the air.
Stew, love, stew.
Grey ash hurling here and there.
Piles up on you.
Goo.
Outgrow Vesuvius when caldera blew. Pompeian blues, Roman stew.
Virgin,
still brand new.
No attempt to mull or regret.
Cool, love, cool.
True, the sacrifice it quells.
True, so
go
true.
On, pusher.
Say adieu.
Bid the ashes start to clear.
They're subdued.
Safe from curse until next year.
Hymen, stop the ooze.
Ooze. Ooze. Ooze.
Right, you just heard Does the Lava Flow or Secrete by Marion Pipping, a classic parody from Bedave.com. You can find out more about Marion Pipping at amiright.com on their author page. They're also active members on In the Zeros. Individually, Mariotic and Paraging are in two different parts of the world. One harbors over in Australia, the other one in America. So it's very unique that they have the parody writing skill they do together as a pair. Of course, all those songs that they recorded were when they met together in America. Anyways, definitely check out more of their stuff. They are classics among the site. You'll hear more from them throughout the show's history as we continue recording more broadcasts. All right, on to the next song. This one is a parody of Green Day's Good Riddance. It's actually been parodied a lot of times with many different ideas and topics put to it. This one's called Miming Your Life. It's by Mathias, but recorded by myself. Here is Miming Your Life by Mathias.
Another hitting box, she acts out in the road. Mime grabs you by the wrist and adds you to her show. So make the best, grab a pretty rope to climb. Has no direction, it's improv all the time. She's something irresistible and great in bed at night. I hope you have a mime in your life. She don't do arts and crafts, all she does is pantomime. Let's keep about yourself, one-sided chats all the time. But red and painted faces, drop goes in piles. But what she said, she was mute all the while. She's something irresistible, she never yells and fights. I hope you have a mime in your life. Something irresistible, her silence is pure delight. I hope you have a mime in your life. She's something irresistible, the show is quite a sight. I hope you have a mime in your life.
Welcome back. That was Matthias's Mime in Your Life, as recorded by myself. You can find out more about Matthias at Matthias Parodies, which is at www.soundclicks.com/Matthias Parodies. That particular one was at the Am I Right All-Stars account, which is www.soundclicks.com/Am I Right All-Stars. That's AmIRIGHTALLSTARS, all lowercase, one word. All right, now on to another classic from the site, this one parodying Eminem. Red Ants, Foul Mouth Me, a Song of the Month song that didn't quite finish as high as I felt it should have. I had given it first place in the month. It finished fifth in that month, but either way, it's a classic, and it certainly deserves all of the acclaim that it's gotten on my site. Here is Foul Mouth Me by Red Ant.
Call me twice, fake name, harsh lyrics. Two trailer trash whores who offer a ride, all for a five, mouth open wide. These trailer trash whores are batting their eyes. Look at my five, laugh at my prize. Sluts. Guess who's back, 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 back again? Batman's back, back, back to offend. Talks of crap, braces crack, sells his smack, tortures cat, toss him hat, this and that, guess I'm bad. Someone started a rumor, there's no bloody humor in cursing, you bore. So crazy, my wild grammar. Oh, if you want crazy shiz, what I'll hand you. A little piece of me, piss off with no manners. A warning, this isn't fit for your grammar. Say you're shocked when you all fuck. That's this. It'll drop Bible that I'm annihilated. Can I mock what I make of I'm violating? Yay, so sick of my song, but while it's playing, you step back into a dance and smile and sing. You think I'll wait a trial in Hades? Please don't keep the insane asylum waiting. See, the SEC is afraid of me, cause I'll scream more P than R. Kelly. Howard's trying to learn some new words and seen when I talk so fast. Come out me, so love on and live, hug on and kiss, fuck that, suck on a clit, bugger kiss, don't get pissy when I rap shit in the city, cause you know it's fucking awesome when the witty, this looks like the song to me, the shout out terrible obscenities, we need a little vulgarity, so goddamn old man profanity, I said this looks like a hit indeed, so everybody will bitch at me, but we need a little indecency, and it's so damn funny, talk on clean. Killing horses, still porking their corpses, laborious in Georgia performing abortions, we're carjacking and wrecking some porches, so someone got this off and said, come on no more, shit, my commentary, someone just dared me, I'm quite a people person, it's like I'm evil and scary, red devil, everyone who's mad levels are past, Thompson acts too bad, he didn't get killed on a riot, the boys are pastors, everyone's after me, and even the pacifists want to lash a fist at me, yeah I'm bad, sick parents, and lemma rude to them, this man's worse than Eminem, I'm a Bart, there's no principal Skinner, Skinner by invention, back with a winner, I'm never resting, the deathbed's protesting, requesting cardiac gods arrest me, test me, convention leads, breed ascension, soon as someone questions me, fear my vengeance, cause eventually I'll screw them, who censor me, now this looks like the songs I need, shout their own obscenities, cause we need a little vulgarity, so goddamn old man profanity, I said this looks like a hidden need, so everybody will bitch at me, but we need a little indecency, and it's so damn funny, talk on clean, I rape kids in half-wits, infopists and caskets, sounds rude, please go kiss my assets. Mrs. Fat Bitch, you should get that snatch ditch. We could use several less misfit slap kids. Unholy, but a priest wants my homie. I should've got Ted the Meth Hagger to blow me. They won't own me, I'm too bold, can't slow, stay closer. Nobody listens to Antho, my rant flows. Envision opinions, but I'm sharing this fun list. One with some symptoms, a sling cum, like Gene Simmons in a bendum. Yeah, I knew Tourette, I gave him a syndrome. Well, sometimes the song's extreme, cause not everybody wants cute comedy. The ball's on me, I'm calming seas. Appalling, please, you can't conceive. Say your eyes are stinging, your ears are ringing. Heard what I'm singing, I got you thinking. For you to question what is filthy. My view is just some smut is healthy. Hey, just constructive work that I throw together might offend some sir. The real problem's how many dish morals free. Cause I've seen them acting worse than me. So this looks like the lock for me. To point stagger hypocrisy. Hope the open-minded rock on with me. While the most offended found out me. Not everybody will follow me, but you need the little dark side of me, and I'm never ending. Found out me.
La 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 la
Welcome back. That was Foul Mouth Me by Red Ant. You can find out more about him at www.soundclicks.com/Red Ant. You can also find him at www.amiright.com under the author's pages. Okay, the next song we've got is by one of the most popular parodists on our website. This one is Rex Ungerit, and it was actually recorded by Gary Herman, and it's called Old Man, a parody of the classic Soul Man.
Baby boomer, born so long ago. Ah, good golly, I've got lumbago. Receding hairline, pot belly. I don't shower. So I'm smelly, yeah, I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. And when I walk, my knees creak. I need a plumber, Mr. Happy Leaks. Arthritis, hairy ears. Suppositories for my rear. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. My medicines fill a bookshelf. I repeat myself. I repeat myself. I'm always constipated. My back aches, my stomach rumbles like an earthquake. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. My eyes are bad, lost my common sense, but thank God, still got my driver's license. Yeah, yeah. Hey, you kids, get off the lawn. I said get off the lawn. I'm an old man.
That was Old Man by Rex Ungerit. You can find out more about Rex Ungerit at www.parodyman.com. He is also on Am I Right, as most of these artists in this first segment are, including the next one, who is another one of the most popular artists from my website. This was one of his older ones. It's called It's Still Whack-A-Mole for Me. Of course, parodying Still Rock and Roll to Me by Billy Joel. Here is Jeff Rubin with Still Whack-A-Mole to Me.
What's the matter? Why are you sick now, baby? Didn't like that last teacup ride. Let's head over to the arcade, pumpkin. Maybe I can win you a prize. On a mission to win toys for my honey. I can't win a bear till I spend a lot of money. Everybody's riding on the roller coasters, but it's still whack-a-mole for me. What is wrong with my reflexes, sugar? I don't know how I got so slow. By the time I try to smack that rodent, he pops out of another hole. Lost again, I can't hide my frustration. I best get some speed and improve coordination. Outclassed kids laugh, even if I place last, it's still whack-a-mole for me. Whoa, I grab my hammer, smashing drinks, so they splatter, hit the game attendant in the spleen. He asked with a frown, is secure.
around. It was time for me to flee the scene. Time to find a new machine. Finally, I scored some punk teenagers, but this 9-year-old kid's an ace. So I walked up to him with my game hammer and I smacked him upside his face. Bit my hand, swung again, he was dodging. I kicked him in the crotch, then I whacked him in the noggin. Beat up young pup, hope his dad don't show up. It's still whack-a-mole to me. Why do I keep losing? Am I drunk or am I a klutz? Should have driven to the toy store, bought a teddy bear for just 20 bucks. Blew my cash and I shuddered from a cold chill. Hope my girl don't make mountains out of a molehill. Sweat soaked, I'm broke, no joke. Lost the stroke, no more whack-a-mole for me. Maybe I'll go beating on some groundhogs, baby, but no more whack-a-mole for me.
Woo! Welcome back. That was It's Still Whack-a-Mole for Me, To Me by Jeff Rubin. We got to play a Coldplay parody next. I almost forgot. www.soundclicks.com/Jeff Rubin. That's Jeffreuben. All lowercase, one word. And now I'm going to play a parody of Coldplay's Fix You. This is called Fix You by Rick Cormier.
When you try your best, but you've grown obese. When your buttons are gone, they pop when you breathe. When you feel so wide that you can weep. Such is your curse. When you tear some seams in gowns of lace. When at noon luncheon you want three plates. When you'd love some rum but it grows your weight. Should skip desserts. I'm a guy who's some
thank you. twice your size. You've grown appetite almost, but I will try to fit you.
All right, welcome back. That was Fit You by Rick Cormier, parodying Coldplay with that one. You can find out more about him at www.soundclicks.com/allLowercase1word Rick Cormier. That's RickCormier. Of course, Rick Cormier is the second most prolific parodist on my website, the most prolific parodist outside myself, which would be expected on my own site. But Rick Cormier is definitely a class act, one of the best parodists to ever grace the indie world. All right, next. We've got Hey There, MacGyver by Josh Too. He's not very active in the recording world lately, but this was a great one by him, parodying Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees.
There was an exhaust pipe right by your side. Oh, I watch you wanting me. 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 Watch you wanting me. Hey there, MacGyver. What else was on the telly? You then escaped, I didn't see, on MTV. Hey there, MacGyver, I still don't get how you escaped that cage surrounded by gum in a cave under a sea rat swarming round. And you were just hanging around 12 angry hours. Oh, I watch it every day. 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 When you were trapped inside that car, that bad guy still didn't get far, 'cause the answer to life's problems is duct tape. Somehow managed to get out. I still don't understand how you got out, but how you got in, you were on your way. Some chewing gum, a ball of string, you'll make bombs from anything. You'll always end up saving the day. That's just your way. Hey there, MacGyver, what's it like? Your show is over, now you're starring in Stargate, yes sir. And now you are escaping from the ghouls, whilst there are Jaffa in the room and the mothership, she goes kaboom. Hey, RDA, here's to you. Oh, I watch it every day. 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 The show's on tape. house was on the tally. You then escaped, I didn't see, on MTV. Hey there, MacGyver, I still don't get how you escaped that cage surrounded by gunmen in a cave under a sea, rats swarming around. And you were just hanging around, 12 angry hounds. Oh, I watch it every day. 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 When you were trapped inside that car, that bad guy still didn't get far, 'cause the answer to life's problems is duct tape. You somehow managed to get out. I still don't understand how you got out, but how you got in, you were on your way. Chewing gum, a ball of string, you'll make bombs from anything. You'll always end up saving the day. That's just your way. Hey there, MacGyver, what's it like? Your show is over. Now you're starring in Stargate, yes sir. And now you are escaping from the ghoul, whilst there are Joffer in the room. Mothership, she goes kaboom. ARDA, here's to you. This one's for you. Oh, I watch it every day. 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 Oh, the show's on tape.
Soft tacos, beef and bean burritos, chalupas, gorditas, chicken steak fajitas, chilitos and nachos, double decker tacos, El Grande,
somewhere down the street. There's a place called Taco Bell. That's where we go to eat if we really want to smell cinnamon crispas, hot sauce, Mexican pizza, jalapenos, onions, guacamole, and a chihuahua. Yeah, quiero taco.
Our tacos, soft tacos, beef and bean burritos, chalupas, gorditas, chicken steak fajitas, chilitos, and nachos.
Ooh, I wanna go on down to Taco Bell. We'll get there faster if we run like hell. Meat and beans in a shell, right down at Taco Bell.
Fries supreme with cheese and sour cream.
We'll get it to stay, and we'll fill up the whole damn tray. Bit by bit we will get a little bit of gas today. Afternoon specials, Maxi melts and free refills. That spicy food in your gut will soon be oozing right out your butt. Down at Taco Bell.
Our tacos, soft tacos, beef and bean burritos, chalupas, gorditas, chicken steak fajitas, chilitos, and nachos.
Ooh, I wanna go on down to Taco Bell. We'll get there faster if we run like hell. Meat and beans in a shell, right down at Taco Bell.
Lettuce, pintos, black olives, tomatoes. Everybody tells of a place called Taco Bell. Now if you want to eat, don't know what they sell, go down to Taco Bell.
Hard tacos, soft tacos, beef and bean burritos, chalupas, gorditas, chicken steak fajitas, cholitos, and nachos.
Ooh, I wanna go on down to Taco Bell. We'll get there faster if we run like hell. Meat and beans in a shell, right down at Taco Bell.
Hard tacos, soft tacos, beef and bean burritos, chalupas, gorditas, chicken steak fajitas, chalitos, and nachos.
Welcome back. That was Taco Bell by Mikey Squirrel. And now Mikey Squirrel's version is very positive. Now, when you hear Al Austin's later, you'll see it's sharp contrast, totally different original song and everything. So they are nothing alike. But you can find out more about Mikey Squirrel at his own website at www.angelfire.com/MS3#Squirrelbait. That's SQUIRRELBAIT. And he's got videos over there, number of Star Wars tributes, and lots of other cool things to check out. Books, humor, and just an all-around fun website. Mikey Squirrel is also on the Am I Right website and SoundClix. Squirrel Bait Parodies is his parody brand, I guess you could say. And we got one more song to play in the ASCAP theme before we get into the next segment. And this one is by far the longest of this segment, which is why I saved it for last. Spaff.com and Robert Lund, of course, are two of the most prolific indie parodists in the Creative Commons on the internet. And I happen to be a huge fan of both, Spaff being the writer, Robert Lund being the singer. This one is called Shakespearean Pie. It parodies Don McLean's American Pie. And being like I referenced it earlier in one of my songs, I definitely wanted to play a parody of the song. And Shakespearean Pie is perfect parody to play of it. Great job on the performance here by Robert Lund. Here is Shakespearean Pie by Spaff.com and Robert Lund.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how, alas, poor Yorick's jokes drew groans. He'd dance and sing and kiss my hand like Elsinore was Neverland. But then he went and joined the Skull and Bones. And now, Horatio, I get shivers with every line the ghost delivers. All the globe has been dark, 'cause something rots in Denmark. I can't recall a thing as weird as when dear old Daddy reappeared to say that he'd been poison-eared the day King Hamlet died. So to be or to choose not to be, that's the question I'm digesting in my soliloquy. And when fortune aims its slings and arrows at me, tell me how I'm gonna live through Act Three. Answer, please, iambically. Did you like Shakespeare in love? And did you rewind for scansion of Gwyneth with her wardrobe gone? Now, do you believe in English lit? Is verity the soul of wit? If so, then why's this bloody place so long? Well, I know this role has real cachet for each Brana and Olivier, and Mel Gibson draws blood nice. And I dig that passion of Christ. I was a young Great Dane in British schools with my pet Ophelia and a dad who rules. But I knew we'd been played for fools the day King Hamlet died. So here's the question: to be or choose rather to be suicidal or to idle apathetically? Or is volition all it's cracked up to be? If to die, to sleep, to dream is lovely, please explain the question to me. Less than 2 months since the obit ran, and Lord knows frailty, thy name's woman. My dumbass uncle wears dad's ring. So I set the stage for a royal sting. What a script! I thought the play's the thing where I'll catch the conscience of the king. Oh, and while the king enjoyed the show, the players showed him whack his bro. The king stomped up and cried, OJ yelled homicide. So let's make a deal, Queen Mother, who is behind curtain number two? How now, a rat? I sliced him through the day Polonius died. I was thinking, to be or to go with plan B? Is it nobler just to soldier on Shakespeareanly? Or to fly off to the undiscovered country? Thus my conscience makes a coward of me. Get me to a fun nunnery. Hanky panky? Nope, Ophelia's cranky. Could she be ticked that I nailed that Yankee? Or maybe 'cause I knifed her dad? She shouted,
foul!
In her wrath,
you'll never tread on my primrose path.
Guess my joke about country matters made her mad. Now the nymph went nutso north-northwest, went and took a swim, completely dressed. She sank just like the ship. So here's the moral, skinny dip. Poor Laertes missed his tour de France, but Mare, this ain't no cheap romance. Ask Guildenstern and Rosencrantz the day Ophelia died. I kept on thinking, to be or to other than be? That's the question. Screw depression, death sounds painless to me. This tooth too solid, flesh should melt like brie, and resolve into a fondue for me. Serve it with some crumpets and tea. Oh, and there we were all in one place, equipped with poison, swords and mace, with fortune there to shape our end. Come on, fence me nimble, fence me quick. Don't tase me, bro, with your tainted prick. Or bet your royal ass we're foiled again. But Laertes and I both got poked. Mom drank some Chinese lead-based coke. The king was SOL. Thus sends his sword a tale. I said,
my name is Hamlet Jr., guy. You killed my dad. Prepare to die.
Yes, I stole that from the prince's bride the day King Claudius died. Here's the question, to be or choose alternately? That's the question I'm processing in scene one of act three. To end these shocks or bear them heart-achingly, quoting sonnet number 73. That one's too depressing for me. I met a girl named Juliet, and her boyfriend whose name I forget. What's in a name, man, anyway? I led Othello to his death, and made life a bitch for King Macbeth. Till the bard said, dude, you're in a different play. So meanwhile back at Elsinore, a bunch of guys come to mop the floor. It's Fortinbras's legions. I guess we're now Norwegians. And the three cold stars I rye of most, Laertes, Mom, and King Claudios, went off to hang with Daddy's ghost the day Prince Hamlet died.
I see dead people.
To be or choose oppositely, are we tougher if we suffer indefatigably? Or take up arms against a turbulent sea of the troubles fortune slinging at me? Screw it, let's go watch some TV. We were thinking to be or to not freaking be. That's the question we're obsessing about interminably. But as for us, the answer's clear not to be caught in this Shakespearean tragedy.
Good night, sweet prince.
I'm not quite dead.
All right, that wraps up the first segment, the ASCAP theme segment. Of course, every song and all the segments in this particular one fit ASCAP, although in the future, the theme really is more part of the first segment than the others. But Shakespearean Pie is by SPAF.com, Robert Lund. You can find out more information, obviously, at www.spaff.com. Also, you can buy these songs at www.thefump.com. Spaff has many great parodies that he's written, and Robert Lund has turned around and recorded. And he's got a couple other people who have recorded for him, too. But Spaff is a prolific writer from Am I Right, one of the best in the history of the existence of the website. Much better than myself, and Robert Lund, much better performer. Hats off to them for pulling off that one. All right, next, when we come back, we've got the new segment, It Was, It Is. Got to tune in, see what that's about. And if you want to send an MP3 for me to have me hear it, make sure it's something that you did, not something somebody else did. Send it to mp3@bidave.com, and I'll certainly consider it for playing. And if you have a parodist who is not part of this website who you think should be, let them know or let me know, and I'll try to get hold of them for you to see if we can't get them on the show. All right, that's it for this segment. See you when I come back.